Bea Arthur was a yes in the Marine Corps.
Oh, really? Now, I said that as a joke. She
no,
really?
Seriously, that was. I saw this report last week that she denied this her whole life, but actually during World War II served in an adjunct sort of because back then
right.
we weren't in these positions, but was a truck driver.
Really?
True story. Now, the thing we did on our side, I was trying to limit it because so many people have served in the military and gone on to fame and fortune.
Right.
I was trying to restrict it to people who were in the civil service or the postal service.
Right.
The reason that this popped into my head when I read about Steve Carell, who's the star of The Office on NBC.
Oh, yeah. Very funny guy.
Yep. He's leaving at the end of the year, and he's doing a new project for NBC. Based partly, at least, on his years as or his service as a letter carrier for
really?
The Postal Service.
Really?
Yeah. So it's going to be set in some rural post office.
Oh, my goodness. I wonder if he's going to deliver mail naked.
I really, really hope.
Steve Carell might be able to get away with that.
Yeah.
So there are other people who like that. They became famous and they started had some part of their career as a Fed?
Yeah, I thought of a couple others that I've come across over the years. Walt Whitman worked at several different federal agencies just before the Civil War, including the Army Paymaster's Office, Treasury Department, and the Bureau of Indian Affairs.
Really?
Yep. Clara Barton was actually the first.
I drive her Parkway all the time.
She was the first female clerk at the patent office who was paid on the same level as the men.
Really? Wow.
And there are some others, too. And, of course, you know, knowing that the best way to do this is to crowdsource it, I just threw it out there and asked if there were any others, and people immediately started chiming in with all kinds of folks. And my favorite, I think, is Wanda Sykes, the comedian.
Yes.
Was a procurement officer at the National Security Agency.
Who would ever guess?
No, I never would, especially her, I never would have guessed that would be the case.
Yeah, you'd never imagine that somebody would go, and then, I mean, it's kind of a different, I mean, to be a procurement officer and then go on to be a comedian, I mean, I guess, but it just seems a little completely career change.
Yeah, but I think she's one of those people, and there are a lot of them in government who sort of, in a way, kind of lead double lives, like they have their day job and they do it, but they have whole other areas of interest that they're into. And in her case, you know, she was doing open mic shows in the D.C. area in the mid to late 80s, I guess.
Wow. One of the comments posted, they note that Julia Child worked for the OSS during World War II. Mm-hmm. So your post is great, of course, but the comments are just absolutely
right.
Delicious.
That's what's really great about it. I mean, I have to say, I did some work trying to verify some of these. I can't verify all of them that people put in comments,
right.
But it is interesting to see. It was interesting. I was intrigued by the number of literary figures, not just Walt Whitman, but Nathaniel Hawthorne and Herman Melville. They both worked as customs officers in New York. Customs Service was a big launching pad back in the day for famous people.
Hmm. We'll have to leave it to some sociologist to figure out if there's some connection between federal service and going on and doing something famous or something like that.
Yeah.
I guess you're used to tough crowds, I guess.
I suppose. I don't know. And some of these, like a lot of the, there are a lot of former postal people, but, you know, the Postal Service employs a lot of people, so I guess that's not overly surprising.
And next week is the last time we'll speak for the year, and we're going to talk about, we're doing our big stories of the year, and we're going to talk about we're going to get your ideas on what the big story of the year was, right?
Yes. That gives me a week to determine what it was.
Yes. Right? Well, give me a little hint. What do you first thing, if we asked you what was the big story, you would say?
I would say the election.
Yeah. Elections. Well, they just had so much impact on, I mean, it really brought in the age of austerity. One almost wonders whether we'd be talking about pay freeze if it wasn't for November.
Yeah, I think if the results had been different in November, and if all the lead up to November had been different than it was, then I think we wouldn't be talking about it at all. I'm sure President Obama, I don't think, had any intention of doing any pay freeze until the results of the election came in.
Well,